Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Ossus from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And many thanks to our esteemed producer, David Summers, and
yes.
Batman, the announcer.
Yes, yes. You may have noticed. Go ahead.
I'm just not used to it yet.
I know. Every time I hear it, it still
makes
me laugh.
What's the Batman?
Oh, you haven't heard it?
No.
So listeners, that other lovely voice that you hear over there, that is Lilia Anderson from Merrill Gardens. She's the Community Relations Director, and she's here talking about Puget Sound Honor Flight today. But the Batman thing, so she's been a guest before because last year, as they were going into their big fundraiser for the year, we had you on along with Fred,
yes.
who is a wonderful
delightful
World
guest.
War II veteran.
Yes.
So much fun. If you ever want to hear how that show went, you can always go back to our old shows and find them online. But yeah, we're having you back again.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, but since you were here last, we changed stations. We went from AM 1300 to AM 1590, The Answer. And so, you know, now you're on a different programming channel with actually a larger listener base, which is really great. And yeah, so the announcer, though, on our lead-ins.
Open kinda, House with Team Reba.
There Open he house. Is. Kind of sounds like,
oh, yeah. Okay, I get it now. That's funny.
I know it is.
He has an intensity that we simply can't emulate.
Yeah. Yes. We've been on this station now for a few months, so our listeners are just kind of really getting to know us. And they must think we're total goofballs because we hear that voice and we just both come on cracking up almost every single time.
You know, David Summers, I would love to just write our own script and have him read it and just have some sort of obscure, bizarre stuff to do. That would be kind of fun.
It would be interesting.
I want to hear him order Starbucks.
I'll oh, that's fun. That
triple
would be funny.
Latte.
I want to hear him order a no frappuccino. I guess we're giving Starbucks a plug. Everybody show up at Starbucks and start ordering
right.
in a Batman voice.
There you go.
They're going to be like, what? The world just happened. It's kind of fun. But anyway, all right, so we've said thank you for coming, Lilia. Thank you so much for being here. But our listeners, because it is a station change, if they didn't hear that show before, they have no idea what Puget Sound Honor Flight is.
Tell us all about it, yeah.
So Puget Sound Honor Flight is a nonprofit organization who sponsors veterans and flies them to D.C. It's a three-day completely
Washington, D.C., the
Washington,
other Washington.
DC, the other Washington, yeah. It's completely complimentary to the veteran. They visit all of the memorials built in their honor, and it's just a great way to give back and honor them and tell them how much we appreciate them. So Merrill Gardens is now hosting this is going to be our fifth annual fundraiser.
Awesome.
So far, we've sponsored 60 veterans.
That is
we
fantastic.
We want to do more, of course.
Yeah.
And
the thing is a lot of the veterans, like when we had Fred here last year, mm-hmm. He's a World War II vet.
Yes.
And, you know, as you said, as we were going into the show, I mean, these are guys in their 90s.
They are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of them have never had opportunities to go and see some of these places. And as you described it last year, it's usually very emotional.
It's very emotional.
Yeah.
They compare it to the birth of their first child.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
Their wedding. And the trip.
Wow.
That's how emotional and amazing it is. Well,
it's
can't
impactful.
Stop oh, absolutely. And when I took Louise George, we were here with Louise a couple years back. I mean, you just can't help but cry. You just cry and you're so empathetic to their emotions and how grateful they are and what it truly means to them to actually physically be able to be there and see it and have them be truly honored is just you just can't help but just.
Well, and many of these memorials have the names of their friends on them mm-hmm. as well.
Yes, they do.
You know, that may or may not have come back from some of these places. So it's, I can imagine that would be a tremendously emotional experience for many of them.
It you know? Is.
But, and the thing is, you know, we say this on the show all the time, we're huge fans of people that serve in the military and related, you know, even Coast Guard, because, you know, it's just, you know, for us, like, we both have family who've served
mm-hmm.
and are actively serving,
yep.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of active serving, you know, family members right now.
Yeah, likewise, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of these folks have been you know, it's a sacrifice. Yeah. It's a sacrifice to them. It's a sacrifice to their families. And even if they didn't serve in wartime, mm-hmm. it's still tough on families and individuals because you're being moved around. There's, you know, all kinds of uncertainties of, you know, what's going to happen for your future, you know, and, you know, because you just don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and I love how the Puget Sound Honor Flight, you sort of portray it as one last mission.
I love,
you know,
that.
You're sending these guys back out, yep. one more time. And it was
this time in a friendly way.
Absolutely.
Yes. In a very friendly way.
It was so fun, I know, last year visiting with Fred and just sort of telling us his story. And here, this was a guy that in World War II was, you know, an 18-year-old kid. He's flying, you know, transport planes in the Asian mm-hmm. conference and you know, getting shot at and everything else. And I remember I asked him, I go, you know, what were you thinking back then? He's like, you know, we weren't thinking about anything except yeah. getting back to port and meeting girls. You know, that was,
right.
you know, he's a typical 18-year-old. You know, that's just
true.
Kind of how they roll. But, you know, but when you think
well,
back.
Well, I remember him even saying it was kind of exciting because, you know, mm-hmm. at that age, you're looking for some excitement in your life.
Absolutely.
You're at an age you're willing to accept
yeah.
it.
Right. You know,
the older we get, we're like, no, I don't think I want that.
Well, there's a reason that they call that the Great Generation, and we really need to honor and respect
yes.
them. And it's so cool
yeah.
that you're doing this
yeah.
program. And I know,
yeah.
You know, my dad is not quite that old, but he was active in the Korean War and also grew up as a kid in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. And, you know, where all the kids, everybody, you know, helped for the war effort. You know, the kids went around and they collected metal. They collected gum wrappers, anything with metal in
right.
it.
Wow.
You know, that
right.
was they got it and you know, food was rationed, gas was rationed, everything
mm-hmm.
was rationed, you know, as we, you know, we geared up for the war effort. So
yeah. And we forget in today's day and age
how
much sacrifice an entire
right.
country gave.
Absolutely.
For what was going on.
And our kids who really have no concept of you know,
yeah.
that type of sacrifice, it's great to...
We've lived in this bountiful era.
We have.
Like 50 years
so
of just
so
absolutely
fortunate.
Bountiful
yeah.
era.
Yeah.
Well, what's really cool about Puget Sound Honor Flight, they actually educate our youth and our kids. At the end of the flight, all mm-hmm. the veterans are surprised by a packet, and they call it will call, which back in the day, that's what it was. It was
mm-hmm.
will call. They come back from their... little deployments, and
yeah.
they pick up their mail.
Their mail, yeah.
Okay.
So what they do now is they go into schools and different areas, a lot of schools, and they educate them on what a veteran is in World War II, and they have the kids write them thank you cards.
Oh, how nice is that?
And then all the friends and relatives, and so at the end of the flight, there's a big announcement, and they say, we'll call, and they pass out these huge packets stuffed
yeah.
with cards from their friends, family, and a lot of kids. Which
that's
is
fantastic.
That's just tears you up right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great
absolutely.
That they can personalize it like that. And that really brings history alive for
yes.
young kids. Like, if they don't have something to relate it to, it's so much harder to really have it have an impact on them.
Yeah.
But that's fantastic. I didn't know that they did that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we talked about that before.
That's really something.
But I do want to make sure that we're going to mention this throughout the show, because, you know, we go through different segments. I want to make sure everybody knows also why you're here. You know, yes, you're doing it, but when?
So it's happening today
yeah.
at 3:30.
Yes.
So I just want to encourage you guys to please, please, please go on Facebook, find Puget Sound Honor Flight, and just donate whatever you can.
Yep.
Anything helps. You think your $20 is not going to help? Anything helps. Just go to Puget Sound Honor Flight. It's on Facebook. It's everywhere. You can find it on my Facebook. It's really easy to find.
Yeah,
and just
if you just
click
Google
donate,
it or
yeah.
Bing it, you'll find
and
it somewhere.
And just click donate and mention in there that this is for Merrill Gardens' 5th annual fundraiser.
Yeah, and you actually have it set up even as an event.
Yes,
on,
I do.
On Facebook as
yep.
well. So you can go
Super
to the event.
To
yeah, you can find it directly there or find just the regular page to do donations and whatnot. But we really want to make sure that our listeners are hearing this, because as soon as this show is over,
yep,
game on.
Yep, game on. So we'll have
–
it ends at 7, so let's just – yeah, let's bring it. Let's see what we can do and how we can – really appreciate our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love it. You know, you were saying, maybe you already mentioned this once, but it costs about $1,000.
Correct.
To take a veteran.
Yes.
Right? And they can have someone else go with them, and they have to pay their own way, of course.
Correct.
But we want to have that veteran have that opportunity to go at no cost and just really enjoy and be part of this whole experience. And I'm going to put a kind of a teaser out there for our listeners too, because we have had people from our show hire Team Reba to work with them on buying and selling homes. And I want to throw this out there, folks, that if you contact us anytime, even all over the next 12 months before they do this again, we are going to put, if you contact us at info@teamreba.com or any of our other social media outlets that you find us on, contact us, let us know that you heard this show, mention Puget Sound Honor Flight, and we will donate, upon closing of any transaction with you, we will donate $500 to the cause.
That's amazing. Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm going to match that. So if the same thing, if you're doing a transaction and revolves around mortgage financing, get me involved. And if we can close a transaction, I'll do the same.
Wow. Thank you, guys. That's really amazing.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we're big fans of this. And I know last year we did a big thing with it, but I'd like to expand that even farther and also use that as an opportunity to give back to community. Because most people know we've had Seattle Children's Hospital on the show before. Because we give a donation to them as well for every closed transaction. But it does mean a lot to us. We think this is a phenomenal program. So absolutely, if anyone else wants to participate, maybe you're not able to get to the thing this afternoon, but you have a real estate transaction in your near future, contact us and you'll be able to get some benefit to the program through that as well.
And you can email me as well at Lilia, L-I-L-I-A-A. @merrillgardens.com as well for more information. And you mentioned Guardian. Mm-hmm. So if they don't have a Guardian will be provided to the veteran.
Fantastic.
So there's plenty of volunteers that will help any veteran who wants to go.
Yeah, and you said you've gone yourself as part of this too.
Yeah, I took Louise George 2 years ago.
That's so great. So, so great. Yeah, that would be a really fun trip to go on and to see the reactions and the spaces. Mm-hmm. D.C. is a place that, I haven't been able to enjoy myself as a tourist. I've only been there on business. So
I got a few more questions for you too, Lilia. So can you stay into our next segment?
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, join us. Stay with us for more of Open House of Team Reba. We've got Lilia Anderson from Merrill Gardens talking about the Puget Sound Honor Flight.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.